California pro-migration groups request $15 million ahead of Trump deportation plans. By Elizabeth Weibel on November 26, 2024. Pro-migrant groups in California are requesting $15 million from Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, ahead of President-elect Donald Trump's plans to deport massive amounts of illegal aliens in the country. Masih Faladi, who serves as the executive director for the California Immigrant Policy Center in Los Angeles, explained to KTVU Fox 2 that he and other immigration rights advocates are planning to request at least $15 million during a special session on December 2. Faladi added that the $15 million would help pro-migration groups retain legal services, family planning and have the ability to respond to raids, among other things. He explained, "Our ask of state leaders is a minimum of $15 million that is allocated immediately, so that on January 20, when Trump is sworn into office, immigration rights organizations have the ability to make sure legal services, family planning, coordination, to respond to raid, to detention as possible." Faladi added that they want to be prepared this time around. Hamid Yazdan Panna, the co-executive director for Immigrant Defense Advocates, told the outlet that pro-migrant groups were mobilizing very seriously, adding that they were a little bit reluctant regarding how much information to share because they had a target on their backs. Trump has previously vowed to carry out the largest deportation effort in the history of the United States. Caroline Levitt, who was recently selected to serve as Trump's White House press secretary, has previously confirmed that Trump will begin operations to deport millions of undocumented immigrants when he starts his term in January. Breitbart News's John Binder previously reported that in the 1950s, former President Dwight D. Eisenhower conducted the largest deportation of illegal aliens and sent them back to their native countries. In the 1950s, President Dwight D. Eisenhower carried out the largest deportation program of illegal aliens, sending about 1.2 million illegals back to their native countries in the process. Chantin Bunn, who came to the U.S. as a refugee at 6 years old and is a legal permanent resident, expressed fear ahead of Trump's immigration plan, according to AIST. Bunn was reportedly sentenced to 50 years in state prison after he had been involved in a robbery at 18 years old. "I worry about what's going to happen to my kids," Bunn said in a statement. "It's like you're not even here. Your mind is in such fear that you can't even enjoy breathing." Breitbart News's Warner Todd Houston previously reported that 193 pro-migrant groups had issued a letter calling on President Joe Biden and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to block Trump's deportation plans. "In your remaining months in office," the letter states, "you have an opportunity to honor your stated commitments to the dignity and humane treatment of all people, including those who immigrate to our nation, before the next president follows through on his mass deportation plans, separating families and upending the lives of millions of people in the process." While pro-migrant groups are already trying to resist Trump's deportation plans, several polls from Fox News, Ipsos, and the Pew Research Center have found that a majority of Americans support Trump's plans to deport illegal aliens and secure the nation's border.